Okay, today we're going to finish up. If we have time, we'll go into the next halachos. I have new handouts, but we have still one more page to do. We have one more page. I don't know all the details of what it's. We're going to learn. We'll try to. I gave away the last one.
Okay.
So maybe look on with Yankee. Okay, it's on page Nun Gimel, the second to last page of the handout, if you have it. The second to last page, Nun Gimel, in the middle of the laws of Schira Shabbos. A person is not allowed to take. You got the bad one?
Yeah.
The one that's missing?
Okay.
Just one more page. Well, I have new handouts over here for the next section. Okay, so one more page. We have here the halacha that a person is not allowed on Shabbos to hire to operate a business. A person is not allowed to have a business in operation on Shabbos that's being operated by a goy because of Amir La'akum and Schar Shabbos. There are two problems. Number one, Amir La'akum, you're instructing a goy to block of you on Shabbos. Number two, Schar Shabbos, you are receiving wages, you are receiving income for malacha that is being done in your behalf. Two separate takanas. Even if you did not tell the goy to do it on Shabbos, if you are deriving benefit, you are receiving money, this is problematic. So we discussed different. We learned yesterday that in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber and the Ramah, there was an exception made in ancient times with regard to a tax collector. If a person is purchased from the government the right to collect taxes, so we learned yesterday that there was a heter that you're allowed to hire a worker, and you're allowed to instruct him very specifically that you on Saturday will go and collect from this neighborhood, you're going to collect the tax. And the reason why Chazal were lenient was because of the principle Adam Bohol Al Mimono. A person is distraught over a loss of money. And the reason why the Chazal were matir, this goes back to the Shulchan Aruch, was because if you would not allow the person to tell the guy, basically it appears to be a violation of the law of Schar Shabbos. You're receiving money for labor being done on Shabbos, and it's also the Amir La'akum. And the reason why Chazal were extremely lenient in this case is because if they did not allow you to tell the hire a worker to collect tax you on Shabbos, you will yourself will go and do it on your own. And then you'll come to Mechal Shabbos de Araisa. So they made an exception. And Rabbi Brown points out that this became, he quotes the Divrei Chaim, he quotes other Pesachim, that this that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is only said for a tax collector, and over the generations has been abused. This halach has been abused by many and applied to many situations where it's not such a big deal, it's not as pressing, and people have taken matters into their own hands and have allowed Goyim to operate their businesses on Shabbos. And he says it's not so civil, it's not right, and the only heter is in situations that are absolutely necessary, there has to be a shtar mechira, which means you have to sell the place where the work is being done, the factory where the melacha is being done on Shabbos has to be owned, at least rented for the goy for that day. Every Saturday, Friday afternoon and Saturday, the factory is not under the ownership of the Jew, it's under the ownership of the non-Jew. And the merchandise is not under the ownership of the Jew, it's under the ownership of the non-Jew. And if there's a partnership, okay, I don't know all the details, it's very complicated, every situation is different, there are many different types of shtaris, different types of situations, but a lot of these things there has to be what's called a shtar mechira, and it has to be also behavla. And it has to be done in a way where there is no maris ayin. Everyone is fully aware that what the goy is doing on Shabbos is for his own benefit, and he is the owner for these particular days. You have to do the best that you can to avoid any isser, any problem of maris ayin. Now, on the next, yeah.
Now, you're supposed to, this partner, he gets the Shabbos proceeds?
Yes, plus a little bit more.
Or he gets 1/7 of the week's proceeds.
He gets 7.5%. So that's Shulchan. You have to give him a little bit more. You got to give him a little bit more than Shabbos. 7.5%.
Now
it says seven, not percent. 7.5 days.
Seven plus
a little bit more. It has to be a little bit more than exactly Shabbos.
It's not the exact Shabbos proceeds.
It's a little bit more to cover for Tosfos for Shabbos. A little bit before, a little bit after.
You get 1/7 of. The store is open 7 days.
Right. So you have to give a little bit more than 1/7. That's
50% of the business is
not necessarily the Shabbos proceeds.
No, what happens on Shabbos? The pro. So you're asking another question. What happens if on Shabbos is the main day? Shabbos is the day when all the business comes in, and during the weekday a small amount comes in. So then you have to do behavlah. I don't have all the answers. These are complicated halachas and just scratching the surface. I don't know the answer. Now let's see. He talks out of here the business. I don't know what this is. Worst hoys. What are the only that words?
Isn't that like a bar?
A bar, okay.
A warehouse?
Yeah.
No, it's not a warehouse.
He talks about a bar. He actually talks about a bar. Let's see what he says. Ayin b'mishnah berurah. Let's see what he says. Vada. Tezvav. Page Nun Gimel. Page Nun Gimel. He talks about a bar. He mentions here a bar. Ayin b'mishnah berurah. Vada. Dimash, that word vada is a very popular Mishnah. The Mishnah always says vada. You should be aware of the following. Dimash, we call up poiskim the loyitu afin b'makim hefsev gadol ela biyofin zesh sheyitshet tzirah shulchan aruch. The hainu, even in all these situations, esat zarech, you have to follow the rules. What are the rules? Or b'kibolas. B'kibolas means that it's done. It's a contract. It's not done per day. Or you actually tell him that you will take profits for this specific day. Either you'll know it's either it's kablon kibolas is you'll take a percent of the profits. You'll take a seventh, a little bit more than a seventh of the profits. We will operate the business together and we'll divide up the profits. In that way, no way is it considered that I'm taking from Shabbos. Or if you're going to get paid by the day, you rent him the store for Shabbos. The actual profits for the day. In these two situations, he's doing it for his own benefit, period. However, if the Jew owns the business, I own the business 100%, and I hire workers, and I'm hiring non-Jews to come in on Shabbos and operate the business on Shabbos. It's forbidden in every situation. Now here he gives the example. He gives of the bar. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what this means. They own a bar, some type of store where they sell drinks. They hire workers to sit in this facility, in this store, to sell drinks on Shabbos. Shaloi kedin heinoisin. The yafim nechshav min yasar revach miyam Shabbos lehefsekul. Even if you're going to consider it to be a very great loss, the Saturday is the day when all the business comes. Chazal were never matir when you actually hire a worker to operate a business on your behalf on Saturday. He's a worker. He's being paid by the hour, and the profits come to you. That is clearly forbidden. There is no, you have not rent him the facility, you have not sold him the merchandise, you have not made a contract that he will receive part of the profits. There's another solution besides another example. Okay, I know what that word stands for. You have to make a kinyan with the guy before Shabbos, a real kinyan. We'll discuss other types of kinyan in a moment. Kol hadvarim shnoisim loy limkar has to be his property. If you want to make, you want to come up with a solution that you can sell the store to the guy for Shabbos, and not just sell him the store, sell him the merchandise. So that way, if you have to akum adayin heisek nikra, even though dakapanim adayin heisek nikra al shem yisrael, zemut mishum seda. Now it's not a perfect solution, because anyone who comes into the store knows that this business is owned by a Jew and it's Maris Ayin, but at least since technically you have sold the store, you have rented the store to the non-Jew and you have actually sold him the merchandise, you've made some arrangement, then at least technically you're not doing an Avera. And in this situation where it's a Hefsid Gadol, the Jew is allowed to come into the store so often to make sure everything is in order. To stand at a distance, to make sure the guy is not stealing from your property, from your business. No, so you're only selling, it seems like you're only selling what he needs for Saturday. Saturday, what are you selling? How many bottles of wine and whiskey do you need for Saturday? In the basement, you have a lot more. But if you're not going to walk into the store on Shabbos, who knows what's going to happen when you're not watching? So the Jew is going to come in when Shabbos, after Shachris, and come in his talis, right? He'll come in his talis and his strimal and his bekasha. He's going to walk into the bar just to make sure everything is in order. So he can do this. Don't give instructions. Don't walk behind the cash register and ask him what's doing. To know exactly what's going on. But it's very difficult. If you're going to walk into the store, if you're going to walk into the store and see what's going on, it's not simple. But the bottom line is the oil.
Expecting you to come at a certain time,
steal the other times. He knows when the minion is off. He knows when the Kriyas HaTorah. He knows. It's like there was a store in the Coney Island called the Flappish Takeout. Remember Flappish Takeout before they closed down? So there was a guy. I forgot his name. There was a guy there who worked there. He knew everyone's business. Remember Flappish Takeout? How long? Only 2-3 years? How long ago was it closed down? 2-3 years? Not more than 3 years. Coney Island. There was a guy who worked there. Does anyone remember his name? He knew everything, everyone's business. Someone walked in there and said to him, what time are you opening up Monday morning? So on the spot, without blinking, says, after the second minion.
Yeah.
R.S., the Rofei Cholim Cancer Society?
It was a black guy. He spoke Yiddish.
They made a very funny...
Rabbi likes what he doesn't,
what
he
doesn't. Oh, yeah? It was a very funny racist video from the Rofei Cholim Cancer Society, the fundraising, their Chinese auction. It's hilarious where there's an African-American aide for a Hasidic fellow. And it's hilarious. He takes them around with him, and every few moments, the Hasidic fellow, he curses the aide, his... African American aid in Yiddish. The worst things you can possibly say. And one thing after another. And they show that. And then all of a sudden, at the end, the aid breaks out in Yiddish and curses out the Hasidic fellow. And like he says to him, "You know Yiddish?" And he goes, and he says, "Of course I know Yiddish." And he was varfs. I'm sure you can pick it up on YouTube somewhere, but it's...
This is funny. I went to a family.
Yeah.
Very Hasidic. They all spoke Yiddish.
Yeah.
I'm more modern looking. And the father asked me to sit with the family, although I don't come. And they all spoke Yiddish, and one says to the other, "Ben the Shaggy."
You should have said, "Mandom."
So I said, "It's been glad kushes." Why they going like Yiddish?
What's the person who comes here on Friday? What's the person who comes here on Friday? Works in Satna. Axelrod. Axelrod works in the Satna Cheder. He teaches. He works with the Satna with the children Satna Cheder. So the preschool. So they make every year a play in Parshas Vayetze when Yaakov married Rachel and Leah. So he may make a mock wedding. So they say, so the children say to him, "What are you doing by the chasna?" Because he doesn't have a beard, he's clean shaven. So Ach says, "I come from the Tzadakala." Okay, let's go further. So here he says, let's finish up. Let's just get the tezayin. Okay, let's go one thing at a time. Let's do a few lines. The minig was to be matter. People would do this. They were businesses that were in operation, and Jews would let the guy operate the business for him on Shabbos, and in order the guy should not steal, did not destroy the business, the Jew, the Israel would come in to the store on Shabbos to make sure everything is in order. Technically, there is nothing wrong. However, obviously, this is not a Shabbistika Mahalach. Ach Oilam Lahagim Lahatev, Hanach Lahem Mutov. Here he concludes, leave them alone. Mutov Shu Shoigin V'al Yehu Mezidin. Better they do it by accident because they're not going to listen to you. Tell them not to do this, they're not going to listen to you. They'll do it by Mezid. V'habotech Bahashem V'einoy Mechapes Tzodeh Kulois al Shabbos Ashrav Ad Kan. The Mishnah concludes, anyone that has Feder HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not look for heterim, and is able to close down the business or do it in a way that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, done in a way that is public knowledge, that the business is not owned by a Jew on Shabbos, and you give him a percent of the business, or you actually sell part of the business off on Shabbos, then Asha fortune is such a person. Atka, we know the Mishnah Berurah Chafetz Chaim was very often in the Mishnah Berurah he goes off on tangents, expressing his frustration at the lack of observance of Shabbos. Rav Moshe was like this as well. Rav Chafetz Chaim saw this as a very big misoyin of his time, a zilzal in the kedusha of Shabbos.
But this was a regular occurrence because people had
parnosa. Sure, they couldn't close down.
So why is it so hard to accept a heter mechira of a shmita?
Okay, that's another topic. In the year Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll talk about it. From what I've read recently, Heter Mechira is very unpopular in Eretz Yisrael. The big issue is not Heter Mechira, the big issue is land that is owned by non-Jews. Is there a problem with Shemitah when produce that is produced on property that is owned by non-Jews? Having this land sold to non-Jews does not appear today to be a very big issue. The Heter Mechira, that's not where the action is. The action is there's a lot of land in Eretz Yisrael that already is not owned by non-Jews, is owned by non-Jews, and it produces a very significant amount of produce. And we wanted, the question is, are we allowed to use it for business? So that's the hot potato. Yirtzeh Hashem, in the right time, we will discuss this coming year is a Shemitah year, and everyone is gearing up. All of the printing presses are already producing. Yes, he gave me a sefer, and the printing presses are gearing up, and there's a lot being written and said, and a lot of money is being made as well. Yeah.
Basically, the goyim was paid on Friday, and Shabbos was a big day for him to spend the money. And one of the places he spent the money was
in the bar. In the bar.
So that's
it was a big business day. Absolutely. Sunday, Friday, Saturday was a big business day. Okay. The Ayin Berchas Chayim B'Shem. Does anyone know what the Aleph Aleph stands for?
Yes.
Aleph stand for, and it stands the name of a person. The Ravid always begins, every single Ravid begins with Aleph Aleph. Omar Avram. Okay, every single Ravid stands with Aleph, but I don't know who it stands. B'Shem Aleph Aleph. Ni. Okay, I can't even. So he says, we're only coming in and going, you're not actually going to sit down in the store. There's no complaints. A person is not actually coming to the business and go walk behind the cash register. He just comes in and goes. That's fine. Ayin oyd sham b'shem ho alaf alaf hanal shemolam itzchus alham aziga b'kfarim b'shabasos u'machivus. Okay, I don't know these things. The people that sell titoin the tabak shel kira. This is something they would sell their cigarettes and tobacco, all these different types of things. And this is also the government regulated. The government demand people need this. You're not allowed to close your shop on Saturday because people in the community need this for their existence.
It's like in Canada, medical whiskeys are sold in an official store,
and it has to be open on Shabbos.
It's a government store.
Government store, okay. The kevon shahamashkin vatitoin vatabak mishubadim lehakira v'dina demalchusuhu. Okay, I don't know exactly all these the words that we mean, but the basic gist of what he's saying is that it's the law. If you are in this particular business, like a pharmacy, let's say, I don't know, and there are certain types of things that have to be available on Shabbos. There are emergencies. If you have a contract with a hospital to provide medicine, there are certain things that have to be available on Shabbos. you have no choice. So these things must be sold on Shabbos. So therefore, in this situation, you have to have a partnership. You have to write up a document. Maybe we'll, if I have time, I'll look more into how it's done today in these type of situations. I have a sefer on this. There's a new recently published sefer on all of these nyanim. But it has to be done in a way that is permitted, where you have a partner, a non-Jewish partner, and you write a formal shtar mechira where he has ownership of these, of the merchandise, so it's not considered to be schar Shabbos. It's not considered that a Jew is receiving wages for doing business on Shabbos. Now here he goes off on a tangent. When the person writes up a document, a person takes a non-Jewish partner to help him avoid the issur of schar Shabbos, you have to write a real document with pen and paper, and witnesses have to sign, and has to be recognized legally, just like we're makbe to do this for chametz on Pesach. Ke'ein sheb erev Pesach bekesef uveshtar umeshicha oy hagbah, the real deal. Now, however, a handshake, the ardoif. Now, some learn that you don't need to do it formally. Some learn that it's not necessary, that when it comes to Schar Shabbos, since it's only a Takona de Rabbanan, Chometz bePesach is an Isser de Oiraisa, Bal Yeira Bal Yemotze. So when a person needs to remove Chometz from his possession, there you must have a real Kinyan with a Shtar and a Hagbah, Kesef, Shtar, Agav, and all the different types of Kinyanim. But being that Schar Shabbos is not an Isser D'Oraisa, it's a Takona D'Rabbanan, Memela, it's enough to have an informal Kinyan. You go to a non-Jew and you tell the non-Jew, listen here, I am a Jew and I'm not allowed to profit from any Schar Shabbos, from business on Shabbos, so I want to form with you a partnership and you will receive the wages, you'll receive the earnings of Shabbos, and you'll do it the way it's written in Shulchan Aruch, you'll make up the arrangement, but we're not going to actually sign a shtar, because I'll sign a shtar, who knows, tomorrow you'll take me to court and you'll steal all my money. Who knows what's going to happen? So therefore, I just want to do it informally. We'll have a handshake. We'll do a kinyan sudr. We'll do something that's informal. Is that sufficient in order to take away the problem of Schar Shabbos? So he seems to say, yes, it is. Again, because it's not an Isser D'Oraisa. However, Ach b'shut Oryon Tilsoi Choylek Olav, he disagrees. Uposak D'Be'inon Shtar Mechira, you need to do the real thing. The B'loshtar Mechira Minikra Milsa the Harama of the Benayu Ayin Sham. If you don't have a real shtar, it does not, it's a haram, it's just a subterfuge, it's deception. Halacha does not acknowledge that the problem has been avoided and there is still an Isser D'Rabbanon of Schar Shabbos. Okay, so this is the you have here machlekes apaiskim, to what degree you need to go to make up this takana to avoid to schar Shabbos. We also have another issue of how far you have to go in writing documents. Ribbis, we spend much time on this, of heter iska. Heter iska, what kind of document has to be written up? Does a document have to be recognized according from the government? There are many different opinions. These are the three hot potatoes, the three different types of documents, which each one has its own Shulchan Aruch. A shtar for Mechiras Chametz, a shtar for Heter Iska, and a shtar for Schira Shabbos. Three different types of documents, which each one has its own set of rules. Sometimes it has to be recognized by the government, sometimes not. Next, halacha tezayin. Yaseh shel haschacham. This refers back to the same thing of all these different types of situations. B'shal shuvus chasam sefer. So he's discussing with animals. Okay, he mentioned this halacha mentioned when you're dealing with animals, you have a bigger problem because of shvisas behemtoi. Shvisas kelim is not a problem, but shvisas behemtoi is a problem. So if you sell it, your animals to a guy, and it's recognized in the government that the animals are now owned by a guy, then it's okay. The ayin b'shut rechayim sheherich bin yonishtayim shchar schiru v'nuschos ayin sham v'ayin b'das Torah b'be. I'm not sure what that stands for. Shekosav, Sham, Nusach, Shtar, Mechira, Oishtari, Shutvos, different types of shtaros which are used in these situations. The Ayin, Bidmukir, Rechaim, Herich, Binyin, Shtar, Mechira, Shisidu, Hagana, Kodesh, Balti, Rechaim, Sham, Ubinoi. He points out that there is a contradiction or a difference of opinion between the Divrei Chayim and his son. His father was, one was very machmir and one was very makel. So the question was, what's going on? How could a father and son have such a difference of opinion in how to deal with these issues? Even though we find they were very different opinion, there was really no difference. What do we mean? The father, the reason why Father Divrei Chaim was very lenient in these matters was because he had a different clientele. The people there were not willing to listen. It was the best he can do with them. Instead of let them eat beisr, you should eat beheder. What he says here. This is a very controversial topic. What he says here, the Rav who is telling them to do this is being oiver on an isr kal. In such a situation, we tell the rabbi, do an avera, do a small avera, and permit people to be oiver on Schira Shabbos in a certain way, in order that the people of your community should not be mechal Shabbos b'fresh. Now, is that really true? Do we ever tell a person, you do an avera, so that someone else should not do an avera?
Esther. On Shabbos, the Arab, you tell someone to buy within the Arab
Okay, so it's a very big issue. So he's saying, Uchahai Gav, in this particular situation, Rashai, it's permitted, Liat Talmidei Chachonim, Lenevad Iser Kal, they should do a small avera. What's the small avera? Bend the rules. Let the people make a shutfis with a guy. Write up some shtar which is not 100% acceptable according to all halakhic opinions. In order, because if you don't let them do this, if you don't write this shtar which is not acceptable according to all opinions, the people, the population, just forget it, will go to work on Shabbos. I myself will go to Shabbos and stand behind the cash register and take the money and do all of the accounting and write and do Mumi Mechal Shabbos. So in this situation, it's Kedai for the Rabbanim to make use of Eterim, which is not acceptable in other communities, in order to prevent the Hamoinam from doing a worse Naveira.
Problem.
Hat Mechira, right? Is that what you're going to say? What?
About Glav Kosher and Nav
Glav. Yeah, in Chanami.
Right? You should have
not glav kosher in order that should not eat treif.
Right.
It's kedai to open up a factory and lechatchila produce animals that are not glav kosher. That's not really necessary.
Right.
But to make use, but bigger chedushim, to make use of leniencies which are not even acceptable according to many opinions. Only it's acceptable according to minority, even according to most. Let's say you have a certain type of meat, and according to 80% of the poskim, it's treif. It's mamish treif, but you're going to give a hechsher because I'm relying upon 20% of the paiskim. Because if I'm not going to give a hechsher, then what's going to happen? The people are going to eat mamish chazer. They're going to eat treif. So this is the principle he says. Okay. Now that is what the father did. His son, who benoy hadivri cheskel mar beoysam mekoymos, they were yireim ushleimim shabale sodoy same shemir torah kiroi tachashayotzel oira. and therefore, since the people that he was dealing with, they were on a much higher standard, he was able to persuade them not to be samech on these leniencies. When the father said he came into print, then the people were saying, why should we be more machmir than your father? The Alkain, Hirishal Zeh, they made a whole tumult upon this. He explained to them that it's true, my father was makel, my father was dealing with a different situation.
You have to look at history when you look at it.
Everything has to be taken in perspective, in context. Exactly. Ulefi ze tzrichim harabanim shlo yinhagu silsul biatzman v'lo yifroizu al hamida. Every Talmud Chacham has to not make leniencies. Just because it was good last year doesn't mean it's good this year, or the other way around. Just because last year it was no good doesn't mean this year that it is that it's also no good. V'lo yifroizu al hamida. Don't go to an extreme. Shigam lekale hadas ibnei hadar hachodosh. Therefore, he says that since we're going back to the olden days where people they're not willing to listen, and therefore if you're going to be too machmir, you're going to push them off the edge. And therefore the collar, meaning that the responsibility, the blame will be put on the machmirim b'yoyser, v'chol orim yaseh b'das, any clever person should act with seichel, v'yishkol b'mozne ha'mishpat ha'torah, v'emes ad kan diburi. Every situation is different. You can't generalize. Just because something was usher in the previous generation does not mean that it's usher in this generation. Just because it was mutter, it doesn't mean that it's mutter in this generation. Every situation is different and has to be judged accordingly.
This is exactly the thing they had with the Israel Lipa's concert.
All right, not going to.
In an elevator.
Oy, gewalt. I saw that. Okay. They put a curtain. Okay, everyone, the new craze. No one has.
And it's a 2x2 elevator.
A curtain in the elevator. You thought there were curtains on buses? Now there are curtains in elevators. So they quoted there in the article that the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim were very upset with this. They said, our fathers never did this.
They
didn't have curtains and elevators.
They had shows where they had a physical separate entrance for the women.
That's an old thing already.
All right.
Let's not go there. Yud Zayin. Okay, let's finish up. Yud Zayin. We're almost finished. The Beisoy Shel Yisrael. Okay, this halacha. Continuing in the same theme, Yisrael, Yisrael, Ayin, Beis Yitzchak, B'mi sheyesh le'parlam nachim ha'schirim l'shonesh ha'isim b'beis chareisha shelo. A person has factory workers. Uschiras nudaver katsa mikol davar v'davar. Me'avodasam katsa sham j'avchu mefursam shehu b'kablon b'kablonus. Afil hochi le'mahani rak tzarch lahaskil rem chedim yuchud sham l'poyalim b'schirus v'mura v'havi k'oysa melacha b'beisam. He's very machmir. Even though everyone knows that they're doing it for their own benefit and it's kablonus. There's another chomer, the other chomer is that you should rent them a room. If you rent them a room, then it's considered to be their property. It's always an issue that it should not be done on the premises. It's one of the problems. Even if the guy does it for his own benefit, and there's no maris ayin, there's another problem. There's a halach and shulchan aruch that it's not allowed to do malach on your property. And being that you own the factory, that's problematic. So you have to rent for them space. If you rent for them space, their own space, then that takes away part of the property. I don't know all the details. There's more to this. I'm not sure. The ayin ba'orchas chayim shem shut ma. Maharal. Okay, that's not the mother. Shakasav gamkin kim yisrael shoyolo Fabric. Lasois nice oireg, the umnim oisim hamloch alpia pihashwami mikol amo noitum chelek, vaishol yichel ham mokoim. Problem is, the guy is doing the work in the facility of the Jew. The umnim oisim sham shabbos, kosav gamkin lahatir, but oifin, what's the solution? It's my facility. The Shulchan Aruch says, even if the guy does it for his own benefit, but not on your property, the solution is rent them the room where they're doing the work. Gamkin lahatir, but oifin, Yaskir ha'yishol ha'cheder le'ru'umnim b'schirus gemura v'yeh kablonis b'beis ha'akum n'melo, you've solved all the problems. It's kablonis. I'm not telling you to do it on Shabbos. You're doing it for your own benefit, you're being paid for it, and it's not my property because I've rented the facility to you. The ayin shom b'shut avnei tzedek v'nishmas adam. Okay, yud ches shagam b'shabbos. This discuss a case where a guy delivers dry cleaner. A dry cleaner delivers your suit on Shabbos. It happens, I should think. It delivers the suit on Shabbos. Are you allowed to wear the suit on Shabbos? So when did he finish the suit? So it says in the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, I'll read the words again top, Umen sh'eni yehudi shasim olamosh v'yishol 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 v'yishol. The only time it's forbidden is if you know that he did the malacha, he made the suit, he cleaned it on Shabbos. But if you have a right to assume, if you don't know, that he did it before Shabbos, he only delivered it on Shabbos, then it's mutter. The only time that it's also to wear the suit on Shabbos, if he did it, is if he did a malacha deraisa. The cleaned it. Even if he did a malacha deraisa, but it wasn't so terrible. He just pressed. Even if he did a malacha deraisa, but it wasn't so bad. The way it was originally. Originally, you would have used it as well. Also, b'lafach mutter, it's also mutter. Mihai tam akosav shama hanisiv chayim, the imahoya ha'akam noisim tachas ha'amichmash b'shabbos, pressed it, pressing. Mutter don yochel lovashah b'lafach, even if though pressing may indeed in melacha deraisa, according to some pressing garments in melacha deraisa, but being that you would wear the garment b'shas ha'tchak, even if you do not pressing, melacha, even if you do melacha deraisa, it's not considered the guy actually did something significant, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. For sure, the next Shabbos is mutter. B'chrei sheyasu, that's for sure. Once Shabbos passes and the time passes that it would normally take for him to do it, then you can, like a Monday you can wear the clothing, because even if he did it on Shabbos, it only would take one day.
This would be the problem.
B'chrei sheyasu, getting a newspaper delivery. So when do they print the newspaper? They print the newspaper on Shabbos.
Don't mess with Sunday.
So getting a newspaper on Shabbos is a problem. All our bottom advise that you're not allowed to get the newspaper on Shabbos. The problem though is, it used to be, not really any problem anymore, is that it's all or nothing. You get a subscription, there's no way you can tell them, I only want you to send it to me 6 days a week and not on Shabbos. Now you can, of course. Now you can do anything. You can even do it on Yom Tov. We're talking about years ago. There's no way you can negotiate with New York Times, don't send it to me on Saturday. Today you can have only during the week, Monday through Friday, only Saturday, only Sunday, Yom Tov. And besides, the one who delivers the paper you have a personal relationship with, so you can negotiate with him whatever you want. But it's definitely, it's okay, I don't know, let's put that aside. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I'll look into that, all the details of the problem. Let's see, Yud Ches, let's finish up. Only two more. Shagar, Yud Ches. Gur Machareisha, a plow, Ayin B'chadusha Rabbi Kivyega, Davka. Devarim shoyisem mechem malacha deraisa. Well, kelim shoyisem malacha rak derabban. Kevin do mechzik rak over ashlus the shlus. Yeish like if you rent, go back to halacha yud in the kitzer. Kelim shoyisem bohem malacha koy machareisha. A plow, also lahaskel any Yehudi b'erev Shabbos. V'yavi shem b'suv al shlis behem. Became the kamakam kevin shu noitel schar v'eschil al erev Shabbos tzchar Shabbos. Mechzik ki'ilu any Yehudi who shluchay. It looks like he's your agent, so you're not allowed to lend or rent a kelim to a guy the moment before Shabbos begins. But it's mutter to lend or rent kelim before Shabbos begins, like Thursday, a day before. before. So here he says this chumrah of giving kalim to a goy erev Shabbos is only kalim which do a malacha d'oraisa. But if you lend or rent electrical appliances which are not doing malacha d'oraisa, things like that, he says is mutar. I'm not sure if you the dafka d'varim shoysim hem malacha d'oraisa. Avul kalim shoysim hem rak malacha d'rabbanon. Kevin d'loy mechse rak oiv al shvus d'shvus, because it looks like a secondary prohibition. Yesh lahakav huva gama b'shnebu b'er halacha. Okay, chaf mutar afil b'er Shabbos. I'm not sure if you the kalim shoysim hem malacha mutar lahashul afil b'shabbos Shabbos. He's even more lenient. Kalim, which you don't do malacha, you can lend. When it comes to money, the previous halacha was when you're receiving money. When you are receiving money, that is schar Shabbos. Let's say you're not receiving money, you're a good neighbor. I'm just going to lend you utensils. So the prohibition of lending is only when you're lending him on Shabbos itself. But even to lend on Shabbos itself is only problematic when the mekli does the malacha d'oraisa. But if the kli does only malacha d'rabbanan, then it's mutar. B'chlusha mekevet dekim shenosim malacha deinosim malacha mutar does the malacha mutar lahashla afilu b'shabbes v'sim b'shabur b'halacha the pash the mar b'ir hamukefes choyma. There's not a problem of hoytzon nachnasa, because if it's hoytzon nachnasa, then that's also called the malacha d'rais. Okay. Believe that we'll try to do some more practical examples of this tomorrow. And then we'll continue to the laws of traveling on Shabbos.
Bring in mind again, Tony, that anyone who wants to, if you make a special arrangement, then we can get our, if you want lunch.
Rabbi, with dry cleaning, cleaning is one thing, but if they deliver it, isn't that how
yes.
That's also?
You heard?
Well, it depends if there's an Erev.
Yeah. Oh, it's talking to this, but there's an Erev.
Yeah. Or it's not a Malacha Deraisa. Even if there's no Erev, it's a Malacha Deraisa.
So it was talking about a case where there was an Erev.
Yeah.
I don't think she's because it gives her something else to do.
Thank you very much.
But she doesn't do it herself.